Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis, MD.
And Audra Smith, RN.
Happy to bring you DocX MD's Funny Feelings. Answers to puzzlers for everyday mind and body sensations about why we do what we do that we all experience but don't fully understand. Verbal tics, that's today on DocX MD and Audra RN's Funny Feelings.
I demand that you get rid of this immediately.
Doc, there is an out-of-control verbal epidemic influencing media commentators to answer posed questions with an opening statement of look or listen.
Aud, that's public speaking verbal tic behavior. What we see and hear broadcast news analysis conveyed in ways that make respect and cordiality seem missing.
My goodness. Similar to tick parasites surviving by feeding off mammal blood, verbal ticks seem to feed off the life of the listener's enthusiasm to learn.
You're not alone, Aud. Most folks find verbal ticks annoying, irritating, and the fuel that drives a distracting burn.
Ooh, ouch! Oh, oh, agony! Agony!
There are several common verbal tick categories. One group called unconscious fillers describe innocuous oral padding speakers use to buy time, collect thoughts, and settle nerves.
Are common fillers, one observes.
When spokespeople have eye contact with their audience, it's much more difficult to say or ah, so they look away.
Sending a signal they're searching for the next important thing to say.
The second category of verbal tics, called attention grabbers, are intentional irritants from those seeking command. These tics not only provoke us,
but disrespectfully test both our individuality and on the issues for which we stand.
As listeners, we feel when commentators use words such as look, listen, to be honest, make no mistake, and don't you agree,
that they're intentionally trying to impose their views upon us as the only ones we should see.
While both filler and attention grabber verbal tics detract from respectful and meaningful sharing, fillers are more excused due to listener empathy toward understanding nervousness and fear of public speaking. It's a funny feeling to know, however, unlike fillers, attention grabber tics convey exposed, arrogant, and narcissistic traits.
Attributes the authentic communicator might best avoid in any knowledge sharing he or she creates.
I'm willing to let bygones be bygones if you promise not to do it again.
In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis, MD.
And Audra Smith, RN.
It's a pleasure to bring you DocX MD's Funny Feelings. Answers to puzzlers for everyday mind and body sensations about why we do what we do that we all experience but don't fully understand.